So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well this morning. So today is Friday, the 22nd of February. This month is likely to be our best ever month for podcasting. So I'm just going to have a quick look at stats. We always like to have a look at stats. And I just need you to understand this. The stats don't make a blind bit of difference to anything. Okay. So, I need you to kind of understand that. The stats don't necessarily have a direct correlation to how much income you've got, how much money you've got coming in, all of that kind of thing. It just doesn't. What do we need there? We need about 80 people, which we'll do today easily, to overtake our best ever month, which was last month, which was pretty amazing. But all that's completely irrelevant, right? The only thing that's relevant, the only thing that you should be tracking is number of phone calls or number of engagements, views, downloads, how many people have looked at your ads. It's all irrelevant, okay? Unless you're actually working out what your click-through rate is on Facebook ads and that kind of thing, then it's relevant. But even engagement doesn't necessarily mean anything, because engagement on Instagram, goodness me, it's like robots all the time, just robots engaging with your content. And if you get really excited by that, then you're going to fail in your business. What you want is how many actual people are getting on the phone and making contact, asking you for some sort of interaction. Wow, that's fabulous, the bog standard copy and paste thing. Because on Instagram, what happens, people copy and paste onto lots of people's stuff in the hope that they're going to follow back. Well, we've had 100 engagements today. Whoopie bloody do. So what? It makes no difference. So, and this is actually not on the topic that we're about to talk about, which is why most people's marketing fails. But you just need to understand the difference between getting a like, getting a view, getting a piece of engagement that's not call me, let's do business. All of that is just completely, completely irrelevant. And I kind of get a little bit fed up of having to explain this to people again and again and again. Well, my page has got little engagement. Well, have you had any phone calls? Yeah, I've had 3. Okay, have you closed them? Yeah, all of them. Great. But who cares about engagement? And then moving on to why most people's marketing fails, they create some content, and then because they don't get that engagement, they then stop. So the way that it works on marketing is that, and if you're listening to this as a podcast, you have to imagine this. Nothing happens for ages, okay? You're putting out content, you're putting out as much content as you can. We're doing the content for you, for example. And then nothing happens, and then suddenly you start slowly getting a little bit of traction. And then you get a bit more traction, then you get a bit more traction, then you can move into paid ads, and then you get more traction, then you can hit retargeting, then you get more traction, and so on. But most people they go, well, I'm going to start running adverts, and I want instant results. Everybody wants instant results. But I was just reading about a guy this morning, the Apple earbuds, the little Apple things that look like that, but the Apple, so they've got no cable and was just hanging. He wanted a pair of those, and he wasn't sure. Well, he wanted a pair, but it took him 2 years to buy a pair of those. 2 years! He was at the launch. He loved them when they came out. But he had all these questions. Will they fall out when I run? Will they make me look like a dick? Yes. I could have told you that. I actually quite like them, the Apple AirPods. I've got the Bose ones, which are pretty cool. And they definitely don't fall out, which is really cool. So anyway, it took that guy 2 years to make a decision to buy. And what, you're going to run advertising or you're going to run social media for a month thinking that you're going to get more business in a month? That's crazy talk. Crazy, man. It's just not going to happen like that. So one of the biggest mistakes that I see that people, I've got a list as well, because we're getting really good at podcasts now. We even actually make lists about stuff we want to say. So the problem that I see that a lot of people make is they just give up too quick. The first time that you ask out the girl of your dreams and she says no, do you give up? Obviously, we're living hashtag Me Too era. So if you ask her a second time, that's sexual harassment, obviously, according to some people. But it's not. It's just dating, right? It's just dating. That's just the way it goes. So don't give up too quick. If you get knocked back, try again. Try a different way. Make your date the most amazing date ever and send her a note saying, I've booked this, I've booked that, let's go out on a date. Like you've got to keep going, right? It's the same with your advertising. You've got to keep going. You've got to keep saying to customers, we're here, this is what we offer, this is what you're going to benefit from. And then if you wanted to do a, okay, for one day only, we've got a 20% discount for everybody who signs up today because it's Valentine's Day or whatever. It's not today, it's 22nd, but you know what I mean. Like you can do stuff like that, like for little one-off events if you wanted to. But you can't give up too early. Like, so when I first started having the idea of helping other people doing their social media, like it took ages. It took ages of creating a load of content. And this is a social media company that creates lots of content. We had loads of images going out. When I look at when I was paying the video team and looking at when we first started paying the video team, that was quite some time ago. I don't know when that was, actually. So let's have a look, because that would be quite interesting. But it was a while back. Let's have a look. Let's go back to the very first video guy's email. Back in July 2018. So we're in February. It took 5 months, okay? It took 5 months in year one of that business, doing it properly, doing it officially. And by official, I mean like properly with a team, not just me doing it for other people. But our video guy, that one there was the first one that we took on, and that was back in July. And then I think we probably had images. Let's have a look, see when we had images, when we took on our first member of staff for that. This is really interesting stuff, actually. Working out when that is. Yeah, back in end of June, just the end of June, the 30th of June was when we sent the first payment. So like right there, that's 6 months, 6 or 7 months just to get this up and off the ground. 6 or 7 months of putting out a lot of content. And obviously, you know, the content that we put out 6 or 7 months ago, as we've grown as an agency, it was all right, but it was just all right. And now it's much, much better. We've increased the quality of our videos, increased the quality of our graphic design. But the key here is that we didn't give up. We started out with something, anything. It doesn't matter what you're starting out with. You've got to start out with something. And most people would do a couple of things. One is they want the best ever. They want the best, but they refuse to pay for it. Have you seen the image on Facebook? And it's, what's the baddie out of the Avengers thing? Anyway, he's got his gold hand glove thing, and it's what the client wants, and then it shows the client's budget, which is basically a yellow marigold with a couple of gems on it, kids' gems on it. They want the most expensive thing, but for not, you know, the best quality thing, but for no price. And it's like, that's not going to work either. You've got to get a balance between getting enough content out and having good quality versus exceptional quality on one item a month going out, because that's not going to do anything for your business, right? You've got to get content out every single day. We're posting between 6 and 12 items every single day on my business, depending on which platform, depending where it goes, depending on type of content. We are very consistent now on sending stuff out. And we've been doing it for, what, 6, 7 months now? And we're just getting started. We're nowhere near even finished. We're building up the whole catalogue of videos that we can go, okay, let's just do these for a month and test that. Let's send out 10 videos a day. Bang. That's 300 videos for the next 30 days. Let's see how that goes. How does that work on our engagement that we're not that fussed about? But more importantly, how does that work with people filling in the form, signing up, getting on the telephones? So this is what's really important. You've got to create your marketing content, and then you've got to be consistent in getting that out there, and you've got to keep going for enough time to allow it to take traction. You know, it's like learning to ride a bike, okay? You don't try and learn to ride a bike at age 6 or whatever age it is, and then fall off and go, no, I'm not doing that again. It's too hard. You just keep going, you keep going, you keep going. It might take you a couple of weeks to learn, okay? Like with marketing, it's going to take you a couple of months. You've got to stay the course. Now, people go, well, no, it's not working for me. I'm not going to do it. Okay, what are you going to do? You're not going to market? That just doesn't even make sense. So, I mean, it's obvious, right? The more people that you have that know about what you do, the more stuff you're going to sell. Like, you know, if you have a million people following your page versus 1,000 people following your page, which one of those do you think you're going to sell more to? It just doesn't make sense. Well, no, I'm going to quit this marketing thing because it's not working. It just doesn't make sense to me. The more people who know about what you do, the more sales you're going to potentially get. Okay, so too quick to stop. The next one is not enough creatives. Like you create one video, you put your £500 budget into one video that gets created, and then you send it out thinking, yes, I've got this, and then crickets. Nothing. Nothing at all, just crickets. And it's like you've got to have enough creative stuff going out. It can be written, as in text. It can be videos. It can be images. It can be podcasts. It can be anything. You've got to keep your content going out. You've got to have enough varied creatives. So I did a little video whilst in the car yesterday, and it was talking about how when we had radio and then the TV was invented, what we did was we moved the adverts that was on radio and we put them on TV. But the medium was different. They didn't realise it could tell a story using pictures. It was just a guy stood there with a soap giving the radio advert, and that was it, right? Now you have people having baths using the soap and showing how the soap makes them more attractive to the opposite sex, even though that's illegal from an advertising point of view, but that's what happens. Take a look at the Lynx adverts, the Lynx effect. Like, does that really work like that? No. I don't know how the advertising standards authority let that stuff go through. But anyway, but now we've got this transition from TV adverts to social media. So like this, for example, is not a TV advert at all, but it's advertising what we do. And it's getting you guys to like me more or hate me, and that's fine because it polarizes people, and that's fine too. I always love the line from Grant Cardone: if you can make 50% of the people hate you and 50% of the people love you, heck, you could be president one day. I love that because he was clearly referring to Trump. I mean, that's just so powerful, right? So you've got to get enough creatives and enough different type of stuff out there. And then the other thing that I see that people do is they go, I'm just going to go with Facebook ads. I want to focus on Facebook ads, and that's all I want to do. And then they blow through the budget, and then they've got nothing left at the end of it. And I'm like, hold your horses. How about we just slow down a little bit? Let's get some creatives. Let's get some organic content out there, videos, podcasts, all the stuff we talk about, videos, podcasts, images, and text, right? That's it. Let's create some of that, and then let's start shoving that out. And then when people start to get to know you and that you're consistent for the next month or two, then you can start running adverts to people who've engaged with some of that content or people who've clicked on it and gone back to your website. We call that Facebook retargeting. We can install a Facebook retargeting pixel on your website. We've got this on one of our pages right now. So when someone lands on that page, they go onto Facebook and it says, oh, I noticed you're on this page, but you didn't buy. Why not go take another look? Like, the more times that people go back to that page, the more likely they are that they're going to actually, you know, click the buy button and buy one of our packages. So you've got to have enough organic. So there are all the things that you're doing wrong. Let's talk about some of the things that you can do right. Long-term, number one, you've got to be long-term in the way that you're creating your content. This is not a short-term game. Short-termism is for those people who want to get rich quick. You know, Bill Gates said to Warren Buffett, you know, your way of making money is so obvious. Why don't more people do it? And he said, because nobody wants to get rich slow. Nobody. But that is how you get wealthy. Like we're living here in Spain, and the income that we live off is the income from all the properties that we've had. It took me 20 years to get to this stage. 20 years of investing. That's not getting rich quick. Like, some people go, actually, that is getting rich quick. I'm 46, we live in Spain, and we got millions of pounds of property, right? So it's like actually that might be getting rich quick over 20 years, but most people want it in 2 or 3 years, or they want it in 6 months. It's not going to happen. It's just totally not going to happen unless you come up with some amazing thing, which most people can't do, right? You simply can't do it. There's only one Grant Cardone. There's only one Mark Zuckerberg. There's only one, I can't think of anybody else. Alan Sugar, right? And Alan Sugar's like 70 or something now. So, like, the chances that you're going to create this amazing thing that's completely different than everybody else and you're going to get rich in the next 3 years is very, very, like, actually 3 years is definitely doable, by the way. But in the next 6 months, it's not going to happen. You've got to remain consistent on your marketing message. The next one is that you've got to be building trust. I've got two left. One is building trust, and one is that people like consistency. And actually, they're one and the same thing. Building trust and consistency go hand in hand with each other. because if you're consistently putting content out each and every day, that's building trust that you're not a fly-by-night, here for 3 months, gone tomorrow kind of thing. If you're putting content out that you did 5 years ago that's relevant to now, it shows you've been in the game for 5 years. And luckily, actually, we've got content that's quite old from 5 years ago that's relevant to making money or being positive. And people can go, wow, that's a five-year-old video, and who's still saying all this stuff? It must be consistent, and that's what builds trust right there. That's one of the keys to building trust. So, look, if you want to get more business, you've got to start putting out a whole lot more content. You've got to be consistent with it. You've got to put different types out, and you just got to you've got to get started like today. And then don't quit after a month. Like, giving up is easy. What's Rocky's line? No, it's not Rocky. It's Eric Thomas, a hip-hop preacher, and he goes, what is it? It's about quitting pain. I can't remember it. Pain is today, but victory lasts forever. Something like that. Go through it and get onto the other side, because on the other side is where all the money is. On this side is, I don't know where the money is. On the other side of putting out a lot of content, that's where all the money is. That's where you're going to start closing a lot of business. All right, look, I hope that's useful for you. I'm going to finish my coffee, which I've hardly touched today. It's a Friday, so have a wicked weekend, and we'll catch up with you on Monday morning. My name's Dan Latto. Speak to you soon. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.